Hi, my name is James Stevens. I was a student in the turbulent decade of the 70s. Our generation desperately cried out for a change coinciding with the fresh remembrance of the death of Robert Kennedy and the escalation of the war in Vietnam. In my best judgment at the time, change would come through a radical commitment to spreading the philosophy of Buddhism. At age 18, I entered the University of Montana's program in political science, a spiritually seeking freshman. Shortly after transferring back to California, where I attended Cal State University Northridge in February of 1970, I decided to give Buddhism a try and entered into a discipline which resulted in my becoming a practicing member of a militant Japanese sect called Nichiren Shoshu Soka Gakkai. Shortly afterwards, my parents got a divorce, consequently turning my world upside down. I found myself having to face a number of difficult issues, ranging from taking care of my dad, who later told me he was suicidal at the time, Jane Fonda rallying students on campus, fomenting major student demonstrations, the Black Panthers taking over a student union building, the Bank of America being burned down in Isla Vista, and watching fellow American students being gunned down at Kent State. A great environment for learning? Well, to us, it provided an environment for philosophizing and wondering what our world was coming to. School to me at that point was not an issue, but rather radical human revolution, a peaceful revolution accomplished by changing oneself. So my major changed from political science to urban planning to a combination of art and design. Finally, it became a futile endeavor, as my Buddhist friends encouraged me to forsake my secular education for the goal of achieving Kosen Rufu, or the establishment of world peace through the propagation of Buddhism. During those years, I pursued the study, practice, and propagation of Buddhism with a vengeance of sorts, achieving the distinction of becoming a graduate of Nichiren Shoshu Study Academy over a period of the next 7 years. I also became a senior leader in the youth division, converting over 54 people to the Buddhist faith. In 1978, I was married at a Buddhist temple to my wife, Elizabeth, who happened to be a Jewish Buddhist convert. The zealous phase one of our practice, a pioneering stage of propagating Buddhism in the United States, sometimes holding meetings 6 to 7 days a week, was soon to end. Jonestown, poison Kool-Aid, generated many questions within our ranks as Buddhists, so now we entered what we called phase two. A general slowdown followed and illuminated a lot of personal damage I and many other Buddhists had sustained. We had been so wrapped up in the expansion of the Buddhist movement that we had forgotten about our own personal development. Subsequently, I started a career in landscape architecture, combining my ability in planning with art and art with philosophy, you know, the Zen gardens. So, in 1981, on a study trip to Japan, I had an accident, which changed my life. And tomorrow we'll pick up from there.